USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Donald Trump surrendering to authorities in Georgia this evening after being indicted for his alleged efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss in the state. The former president being released on a $200,000 bond after getting a mugshot and fingerprinted. Correspondent Gabe Gutierrez says security was ramped up outside the Fulton County Jail.
Several dozen Trump supporters have been out here. Nothing unruly at this point, but local officials aren't taking any chances.
Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis is seeking to hold arraignments for all the defendants in the case the week following Labor Day. Cameras will be allowed in the courtroom for the arraignments, marking the first time one of Trump's criminal proceedings will be televised. Prosecutors in the case appear to be pushing for an October 23rd start date for the trial, but Trump's team is fighting that. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie claims that President Biden would be facing a weakened Donald Trump if the former president ends up being the GOP nominee. After last night's debate, Christie spoke on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show Thursday.
You think that Joe Biden and the Democrats are going to be afraid of Donald Trump, who very well could be convicted felon in two different matters before the fall election?
The Pentagon says Wagner Group leader Yevgeny Prigozhin was a passenger in a private plane crash.
Our initial assessment, based on a variety of factors, is that he was likely killed.
However, Brigadier General Pat Ryder said there's no evidence at this time the plane was taken down by a surface-to-air missile. The mercenary leader who led an aborted revolt against Russian President Vladimir Putin earlier this year died Wednesday. The U.S. Department of Justice is suing Elon Musk's space company. The DOJ accuses SpaceX of discriminating against refugees and asylum seekers when hiring employees. This is USA News.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue.
Never. The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care. Here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows is surrendering to authorities in the Georgia election case. Legal reporter Ken Delanian says Meadows and Jeffrey Clark were booked Thursday on charges brought against them by local prosecutors for their alleged role in schemes to overturn the 2020 election results in the state.
Both have had bonds set for them at $100,000, and that came after a federal judge blocked separate requests by both men for an emergency stay to prevent their arrest in this case.
Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis is hoping to have the trial begin October 23rd. Governor Ron DeSantis plans to spend the next few days campaigning in Iowa after last night's first Republican presidential debate. While he told Fox and Friends this morning he was prepared to be attacked, Florida Democratic Party Chair Nikki Fried thinks there's a reason that he wasn't targeted.
Because no one's taking him seriously anymore. No one has his eyes on him being as a competition for this nomination.
She believes the reason DeSantis would not say that he would sign a national 6-week abortion ban is because he's unpopular. She feels Vivek Ramaswamy introduced himself and Nikki Haley looked strong. Dollar Tree says it's either going to lock certain products up or stop selling them altogether if people don't stop stealing them. The retailer had a terrible quarter that its management is chalking up to theft in addition to higher prices for electric and gas. The company's CEO and CFO said on a call with Wall Street analysts that the theft issue is getting worse. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
I gotta try that for Bree's car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. La 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 la. Picked up for 40 days of consistent sin. All over Bree's car, clips right on your vent. You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face.